Car dealer Russ Darrow, attorney Robert Lorge, construction executive Tim Michaels, and state senator Bob Welch say their Democratic opponent likes to pass the buck when it comes to health care. Feingold favors a system where the federal government provides funding and sets standards and leaves it up to states to run health care programs. Senator Welch says the real answer lies in making sure pharmacies charge consistent prices.
And various pharmacies are much different in their pricing because nobody asks how much things cost, because some amorphous third party tends to be paying most of the time. We got to get back to transparency. The pricing in the pharmacy should be listed down the side of the wall. When you ask a doctor how much it costs, they shouldn't look at you like you're from Mars. They should know how much everything costs. The hospital should be competing based on price. We've lost that in the system.
Welch says the U.S. should demand that its pharmacies charge the same for drugs as they do in neighboring Canada, but he doesn't think the country should be importing Canadian prescriptions, an idea touted by Feingold and a number of other Democrats. Republican Tim Michaels also supports it.
I'm the only one here that's really talking about changing the law to allow for the safe and legal reimportation of prescription drugs from Canada. And I don't look at this as a partisan issue. I look at it as an American issue.
The candidates have frequently touted the idea of healthcare savings accounts, where people can invest money tax-free for operations or similar expenses. When asked by an audience member how the accounts would help people who are just getting by, Russ Darrow said they'd give people options on how to use their money.
It provides more choice, and the whole idea of a Republican is to give more choice and more options and more competition. That's what Republicans want, and that's what I want.
All candidates touted the idea of the marketplace helping the healthcare system. Robert Lorge said he'd let people join together to improve their drug purchasing power.
By putting everybody into a demographically blind pool and letting private insurance companies bid on it so that you get the lowest possible premium, because I believe competition works and works really well in America.
This was the final public debate between Republicans running for Wisconsin's U.S. Senate seat. Their primary is this upcoming Tuesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.